Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
An interesting news release today from New Frontier Minerals in regard to its copper project. The company has got a suite of assets in Australia, and here to tell us more about it and them, it's Kevin Das. So hello, Kevin. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. So tell us a little bit about today's news release and perhaps a bit of the background to the release as well.
Yeah, look, today's news release, very exciting, and that's really around some metallurgical test work that we did at our Northwest Queensland project there. There we have one of our primary copper assets. It's actually got a JORC compliant resource of 2.1 million tonnes at 1.1% copper, just under 22,000 tonnes of contained copper there. We've recently, in January, signed a memorandum of understanding with one of our neighbours, Austral Resources, also an ASX-listed company, which is also a producer of copper. And they have the Mount Kelly processing facility, which they're processing copper through that right now. And our MOU really looks at synergies on how we can really provide feedstock from our Big One deposit and also the surrounding copper stockpiles that are on site to put them through that Mount Kelly processing facility. So this first round of met test work that was announced today really looked at 12 composite samples that were taken from these stockpiles and produce a really good range of copper recoveries that we saw, but also very high grades as well.
So it sounds like you've got the copper, you've got a resource there you've talked about, you've got a route to processing. Tell us a little bit more about the project itself. I'm thinking in the first instance in terms of perhaps depth and grade.
Yeah, look, the asset there, the resource is actually quite shallow. What's been drilled, it's hasn't really been drilled too deep, but there's a resource there, 2.1 million tons at 1.1% copper there, just under 23,000 tons of contained copper metal there. So it's a good, really good start there, good little asset there, and within really close reasonable proximity to operating infrastructure and mills in the region.
And you think there's a potential to expand the size of that resource, I imagine?
Yeah, look, that's something we're really going to explore, especially with this memorandum of understanding. We want to look at how we can drill the Big One deposit there and increase the tonnages there. So drill it out at depth and really go after some of the low-hanging fruit to really expand the tons at Big One. That'll be one of the key things that we do look at. There's also another 20 regional targets. We have a very large land package in the area in that Mount Isa region. There's approximately 20 targets that we've got that have been untested, and they're also something that the board will consider drilling to really increase the tonnages there at the Northwest Queensland project.
A very famous mining region, of course, Mount Isa.
Oh, absolutely. Mount Isa is world class. And you've got all the majors there from Glencore and FMG, and it's really one of the best places to be. I call it the Beverly Hills of the Mount Isa District. It's just prime real estate, and if you're going to play in the copper space, it's one of the best places in Australia that you could be. So yeah, very very it's a good little asset that, like we said, we've got a already got a small resource there, and but also very large underexplored land package as well.
So, what do you think the news flow will look like from NWQ in the coming months?
Yeah, look, we're just exploring the memorandum of understanding that we've got with Austral Resources there. There's a lot of activity going on in that region at the moment. You'd seen today's announcement from Austral Resources. They've just acquired the Rocklands copper mine as well. So there's a lot of M&A and consolidation, I should probably say, in that region. So I think with the copper price heating up, I think it's a good place to be. So for us, we really want to position ourselves to look at more te metallurgical test work, potentially putting a mining license over the Big One deposit, looking at further drilling at Big One, and then also some of the regional targets nearby. And really, all of those things are synergies with Austral, where we can, complement these mining and exploration synergies to accommodate this MOU.
So now, of course, New Frontier is not only about copper. Tell us a little bit about the rare earths opportunities that you're pursuing as well.
Yeah, look, the rare earths are located in Northern Territory, and we have what we call the heavy rare earths. This is the Hartz Range project. It's about 140 kilometers northeast of Alice Springs. Fantastic access infrastructure. And within from Perth, Western Australia, it's a 2.5 hour flight to site, to Alice Springs, I should say, and then picking up a 4-wheel drive from the airport, and it's a couple of hours from their site. So access infrastructure is really good. We've been really blessed with the project, having identified a couple of immediate prospects that have had some extremely high grade rock chip samples, with rare earths, heavy rare earths in particular, but also niobium, tantalum, and uranium as well. So it's a bit of a mixed bag there, and but the grades at surface are pretty high, and we're seeing that consistent within these pegmatites that are outcropping at surface at Hart's Range.
So, how extensive is the footprint at Hart's Range? Is it a big potential target area that you're looking at?
Yeah, look, spatially the targets span over 2.5, 3 kilometer strike length, and you see these mineralized pegmatites that sit on a major east-west structure, and right to your on the eastern side of the tenement package, you have what's called a cusp prospect, and that's a 70-meter pegmatite that's sticking out of the ground, and we've probably got over 20 rock chip samples from that pegmatite alone that have consistently returned very high heavy rare earth, niobium, tantalum, uranium grades there. Then as we go further west, another 1.5, 2 kilometers, you're also seeing numerous other prospects there: Bob's, Paddington, Westminster, and Old Trafford, and all of those pegmatites as well. Have high-grade rock chip samples that are kind of replicating the same kind of distribution and grades of those heavy rare earths, niobium, uranium, and tantalum as well. So that structure seems to be key, and for our exploration strategy there, and it seems to be controlling some of that mineralization that we're seeing at surface.
Some interesting prospect names there that you cite. So, what will be the next steps at this project?
Yeah, so look, at Hart's Range, we're still undertaking field work. Every month the team's out at site, and in February this year we flew an airborne geophysical survey, and that's radiometrics and magnetics, and what that's generated is 46 priority targets. And so what the team has really been doing is going out to site, validating, getting on the ground, validating those targets, and really lining as many of those up for drilling. And the plan is to be drilling in Q3, And what we're doing now is just really the permitting process. So it's all the really box ticking, the government statutory kind of approvals that we just need to put in place, environmental desktop studies, program of works, just clearance for disturbance, the drill pads, the collars. So once that's all done, then we can kind of target our maiden drilling campaign. And we're hoping, to do that in Q3.
Do you think it'll be an extensive campaign?
Yeah, look, at the moment we're targeting 2 to 3,000 meters, so it's a phase one campaign, and that will really allow us to test the depth extensions to what we're seeing at surface. And once we can get a good handle on the mineralization, it's really understand the mineralization, and then we can really step out and expand the drilling campaign as we need to.
Now, as we wrap up this conversation, Kevin, let me just ask you about the broader positioning of the company. So you've got sort of quite a good portfolio of different commodities inside New Frontier. Copper, one of the critical metals of the future. They call it the bellwether of the global economy. And rare earths, much in the news recently with President Trump talking about rare earth opportunities for the USA. And obviously your project there, safe in the well, outside of the Russian and Chinese orbit, let's say. So how do you see the sort of broader positioning of New Frontier in the global context in which we're now all operating?
Yeah, look, I think it's fantastic, actually. Look, copper, as you said, copper's a great commodity, especially the way the world's going in terms of electrification. If you want to electrify the world, you really need copper. And there's a real copper crunch coming, a real structural deficit of copper that we're seeing globally. So I think we're going to see some real pressure, upward pressure on that copper price. And so that thematic isn't going to go away, but I believe it's only going to strengthen. And so Northwest Queensland gives us really good exposure to copper, which is in a tier one jurisdiction. Quite a advanced project there that we can really add value to shareholders. As you mentioned, the rare earths have been in the news, highly critical, especially with your permanent magnets for your electric vehicles. You're seeing your wind turbines, and more recently, I think we're going to see a real demand from robotics, especially with the emergence of AI. So I think the company's really well positioned with those commodities, and you got that exposure to some of those high tech critical metals, but then also to your well understood type copper as well. So I think we've got a good mix there, and those two projects being their focus, I think really gives the company the best chance of delivering shareholder value. And we kind of see either one of those projects coming off, if not both of them coming off. I think it's going to be a real win for the company.
Well, we look forward to watching you make progress with both as the year continues. Kevin, it's been great to talk to you today. Thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.